the first problem or first issue that came about that was really would interest Oklahoma was a proposed change to the grain sorghum checkoff. There certainly is one today that we feel is functioning quite well, but the proposal was to really change it about 180 degrees. So we're working with our neighbors to the north, Kansas, and certainly some people from the south, Texas. We were able to, I wouldn't say kill it, but stall that, so to speak, so that the policy remained the same, because that is active and is working for producers today. So that certainly was one thing that Oklahoma was interested in. In addition to that, one of those future issues that's coming about is as the computer and technology continues to develop, many of our larger ag companies are seeing the value of just raw data coming from the farm, directly from the field. And there was quite a bit of discussion about, is that proprietary information? And our belief is that it is. It belongs to the producer. If that information is directly tied to his dirt, to his crop, to his yields, to his harvest methods, and on, that's his data and should belong to him. And that was policy that was taken as of today by American Farm Bureau, that that data is proprietary and should belong to that producer. Additionally, certainly dairy is constantly talked about at the national level. Oklahoma is a small player in that, but since we do have some dairy interest, we were very active in listening to that. That really centered on the ability to sell raw milk. The general body, the delegate body of AFBF said that, or decided that that was not the way to go, that we needed to maintain food safety and allow that raw milk deal to kind of stay under the cover, so to speak, but to keep the pressure on for pasteurization and food safety. Those were the bigger issues. Now, additionally, there was immigration and, you know, trying to supply that labor force for modern production agriculture is one of those battles that will be fought for a long time into the future. Lots and lots of good discussion about how to massage that and help that immigration policy. I don't know that we really came up with what I would consider clear-cut policy. It almost looks at times, folks, that that may become one of those almost a state issue that it may be for individual states to try to solve. Now, I'm certainly not promoting anarchy out there, but it does look like at times it may need to be states that have to figure that out. The federal government doesn't seem to be willing to do that. And then additionally, certainly Farm Bill was talked about, where's that at? But as we all know, that is still cooking. So we kind of reserve that to wait to see where what comes down before we try to start throwing real rocks at that. Additionally, crop insurance was certainly talked about. And for those people that farm in the Great Plains, as Oklahoma's at, and Texas and Kansas, Colorado and Nebraska, we all understand the need for that crop insurance and to provide that good safety net for us. And AFBF policy is to continue to develop that and grow that and strengthen that for producers.
I always find it interesting that we get all these farmers from all over the country in that one room. We get them to come to agree on these issues at the end of the day.
Certainly. That is, I guess, a hallmark, you could say, of the American Farm Bureau Federation. We have people from all 50 states, from every walk of agriculture life that you can dream of. Through the agenda that's been set up and has been followed for years, everyone's views are respected. The opportunity to get up and defend or to counter is welcome at all times, and the system works well. And we come away from that with real strong policy that is supported and we're able to move forward with.